Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Coming to the Kitab, Anwar al-Salam. Last we had discussed that how the various postures of Salah have to be performed. And this normally takes place, this is corrected when we stay under some senior and he corrects our Salah, then over a period of time there will be some improvement in our Salah. Now this great emphasis is on Salah, because if Salah is corrected in the life of a person, then we find that our life outside the masjid, this will also be corrected. If Salah is corrected, our life outside the masjid, this will also be corrected. There is a link between our Salah and the life outside the masjid. Although outwardly we don't see any link there. But in reality there is a link. Like for example, a person, he's got a remote. So that remote, he presses a button. When he presses the button, the whole gate starts opening now. So you can't see any link. The remote is somewhere, he's at a distance, he's sitting in his car and he's pressing. And at another place, the gate is opening. But there is a connection between the motor that's behind the gate and that remote. There is a connection between the two. Now that opens up the gate. So exactly the same way, although we might not see an outward connection between our salah and our life outside the masjid, but there certainly is a connection there. I was explained on one occasion in the time of Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh. One person, he was serving water. So in those days, one person would walk around with the water and he would pour the water in the glass. Anyone wants water, so he'll pour the water for him. So this person that was walking around with the jug and pouring water into the glasses, he dropped that jug of water. So Mawlana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh told him, he said, your namaz is not right. If your namaz was in order, there was perfection in your namaz, it was correct, then you wouldn't have made this error. You wouldn't have dropped this jug of water. But because your namaz is not correct, that is why you dropped this jug of water. On one occasion, I was explained, he said that it was a Sunday morning and there was a nikah that was taking place. So in there, he spoke on nikah, gave a few advices. And among the things that were mentioned, one was about the gazes, where a person should keep his gaze in salah, which we discussed a few days ago, when you're standing then at the place of sajda. And a person, when he goes into ruku on his feet, when a person is in sajda on the tip of the nose, when he is in the sitting posture, tahiyyat position on his thighs, and when he makes salam, then on his shoulders. So he said that if a person can act on this is a mustahab of salah, it's not fard, it is mustahab. So if a person, he acts on this, then he will be able to get his gazes under control. Many people have this complaint today that they cannot control their gazes. They're looking at na-mahram woman, which is haram. Allah Ta'ala forgive all of us and protect us all. So he says that, so one person, he phoned after 1-2 months. And he told Hazrat, he said that, I had a problem with my gaze, I couldn't control my gaze. So in order to control my gaze, I made a second nikah. But although I made second nikah, then too I was not able to still control my gaze. So he says that morning I heard that bayan, and in that bayan you had mentioned that a person should control his gaze in salah. And if he does this, then outside salah it will become easy for him to control his gaze. So now 2 months have passed and I control my gaze. And alhamdulillah, I got my gazes now fully under control. So see, when salah came right, when the gazes of a person was focused in the correct places in salah, then outside salah, his life was immediately corrected. So if salah comes right, everything comes right. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ, that verily the salah that you perform, this prohibits a person from evil and from indecency. Guna that a person is committing, correct your salah. When salah will come right, the guna will come out of the life of a person. When regarding this verse, that salah stops a person from evil and indecency, Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked regarding this verse. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned, مَنْ لَمْ تَنْهَهُ صَلَاتُهُ عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ فَلَا صَلَاةَ لَهُ. That person whose salah doesn't stop him from evil, from indecency, there is no salah, meaning he is not performing his salah properly. That is why he is not stopping his evil. If he has performed his salah properly, then the gunas and the sins will come out of the life of a person. It is sufficient for the islah of a person. As Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala says, that one person came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, one person, he performs salah at night, but during the day he goes out and he steals during the day. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, don't worry, he is performing salah, very soon his salah will prevent him from that stealing. So this person, eventually perhaps, he had given up his stealing. So any evil that a person is, if the salah comes right, everything will come right. ulama have written, but for the salah to have an effect, to stop a person, prevent a person from evil, three things must be found in his salah. The first thing that must be found in a person's salah is there must be ikhlas in his salah. Because ikhlas is such a thing that it commands a person to do good. So there has to be ikhlas. That is why when we perform our salah, at that time a person should have a niyat that, Allah, this is your command. I am performing salah for you only for your pleasure. I am fulfilling the command of Allah Ta'ala. The roza that we keep, they also, a person should make niyat in the morning that, Allah, this is the farz roza that I am keeping, fulfilling your command. Although the fuqaha have made it very easy that a person, why is he waking up 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning to eat? Nobody eats 4 o'clock in the morning. Breakfast, no one eats at that time. People eat 7, 8 o'clock and they go to work. But you are waking up with the intention of theory that I'm going to fast today. So that will suffice. But better than that is that a person, he makes niyat. So that's the first thing. A person must have ikhlas that this salah that I'm performing is for Allah Ta'ala. Then the salah will have an effect. The second thing that a person is required to have is the fear of Allah Ta'ala. The fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, this stops a person, it prevents a person from doing guna. And this is more especially in the youth. When a person is young, al-imanu bayn al-khawfi wal-raja. Iman is between fear and between hope. The hope that a person has in Allah Ta'ala, this is when a person becomes old. When he becomes elderly, then we have more hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala when a person knows he's going to leave the world. But when he's young, when he's got a lot of desire, then at that time a person should have more fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala than hope. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he made dua to Allah Ta'ala. He said, Ya Allah, that the love that my father was Dawud alayhi salam, that the love that my father has for you, and the fear that my father had for you, O Allah, you grant me that fear and you grant me that love. That love that Dawud alayhi salam had for Allah Ta'ala and the fear that he had for Allah Ta'ala, O Allah, you grant that love and that fear to me. Allah Ta'ala made the decision that, O Sulaiman, I will give you such a kingdom. I will give you such a kingdom that I never gave anyone before. So why did he give him? He said that he is asking for my love and he is asking for my fear at such a time when Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was in the obedience of Allah. He's asking for the fear of Allah Ta'ala when he was in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So this made Allah Ta'ala so happy. Allah Ta'ala said, I'll give you such a kingdom that I never gave anyone before. So this is the second thing that must be found. One is ikhlas, and the second thing that must be found is the fear of Allah Ta'ala, because this also stops a person from gunas. And the third thing that must be found in salah, three things. The third thing is zikr. Zikr here means tilawat. When we're reading, when we're in salah, then a person is making tilawat of the Quran Sharif. He recites Quran Sharif. So this on its own, just tilawat of the Quran Sharif, we find on its own, this commands a person to do good and it stops a person now from evil. So if you look at salah, so many things in salah on their own, just tilawat of the Quran is sufficient to correct a person's life. Fear of Allah, this is sufficient for a person to correct his life. Ikhlas, this also commands a person to do good. So we got salah plus we got all these other aspects in salah. So how is it that a person cannot correct his life? So we find that these things are not things that we don't know. And many things that we will be doing in Anwarus Salah, these are things that we know. Many things we are doing in the Talim are things that we know. But this is what tasawwuf is all about. Mawlana Thanwi Rahmatullah explained that what is tasawwuf? He said, Malumat ko ma'mulat banana. That what you know already, it is not in your life. So many things we study in our kitabs, in the madrasa, from childhood days. We're going to madrasa from grade 1. And then a person, he becomes the hafiz of the Quran. Then a person, he goes and becomes an alim. So we're learning all the time. But all those things that we're learning, is not in our life. We don't make amal on these things. We know every morning we have to read Surah Yasin. But many a time we don't read Surah Yasin. Especially when it's holidays, Surah Yasin is kept away. There's no Surah Yasin. When we come back to madrasa, now we're reciting Surah Yasin. So, was it mentioned on occasion that Qari Amir Hassan Saab of Hardoi, I think that was his name, he said, what is tasawwuf? He said, tasawwuf is you have to read Surah Yasin every morning, but you're not reading. Start reading Surah Yasin, that is tasawwuf. So, ma'mulat ko, ma'lumat ko, ma'mulat banana, what you know already, put this into practice. Another definition was given of tasawwuf by Mawlana Hassan Ali Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali. What he said, insan ke rag rag. Or reshe reshe se gunawo ka khot nikal jaye. He says that gunas that is running in the veins of a person, in the body of a person, these gunas must leave a person. This is tasawwuf. Tasawwuf is a person leaves the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala and he comes on to the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. And Mawlana Khalil Ahmad Sahib Sarun Puri Rahmatullahi, he explained tasawwuf, what did he say? He said that like a person, he loves his food, how a person loves food and certain types of food. A person, everyone has his favorite, he likes a certain type of food. So that particular type of food, he loves it and he enjoys it, he looks forward to it. Even if it means him taking a drive or taking a taxi to go and buy it, he'll go and buy it and come because he loves that type of food. So he says tasawwuf is that a person starts loving the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala like a person loves food. So tasawwuf will bring you onto ibadat. Tasawwuf will bring a person out of gunas. Tasawwuf will bring those aspects that you know about, the knowledge that you have. It will give you the ability to now act upon the knowledge. Tawfiq is from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but this will encourage you and spur you on to now bringing it into your life. And to do ibadat, to do acts of worship, this is difficult on the nafs. For a person to stand in 20 rakat tarawih salah is not easy. It's difficult on the nafs for a person to stand up. Person to wake up in the early hours of the morning and read tahajjud namaz is not easy. It is difficult on the nafs. Dr. Abdul Haysab Arifi rahmatullahi says that in the morning sometimes when the eye opens, so now he says a person, the desire comes into me that I want to read tahajjud namaz. He says, but now I'm feeling lazy at that time. I also want to sleep. Why? It's difficult on the nafs. So he says that I trick the nafs. And then I say, okay, never mind, I woke up. Now let me just go to the toilet. And then I'll just relieve myself and I'll come back and sleep away. So he says, then I just wake up, I say, I'm going to the toilet. So I go to the toilet. He says, when I'm at the toilet, I say, but I'm already here now, I have to wash my hand. So now let me quickly make wudu also. So then I quickly make wudu. And then I say, okay, right now I got wudu, let me quickly read 2 rakat and then I'll sleep away. So he says, then I come, I get into the musalla, start 2 rakat. When the 2 rakat are over, now finish. Now you're reading tahajjud, you continue with it. So it is difficult on the nafs. That is why one dua we thought of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak, in the plural form I'm making it. You can say Allahumma inni as'aluka also, if singular. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbaka wa hubba may yuhibbuk wal amal alladhi yuballighuna ila hubbik or yuballighuna hubbak. Wallah, I ask you, if you say inni as'aluka, Allah, I'm asking you for your love. So one side is the love of Allah Ta'ala, but we don't know of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And the other side, wal amal alladhi yuballighuna hubbak, those actions that will take us to your love, those amal, those deeds that will take us to your love. So that is the amal. Namaz will take you to the love of Allah Ta'ala. Quran Sharif will take you to the love of Allah Ta'ala. Zikrullah will take you to the love of Allah Ta'ala. All these things will take you to the love of Allah Ta'ala. But this is difficult. And the other side, what is the love of Allah Ta'ala? That also a person on his own, he doesn't know generally what is the love of Allah. How was it explained? He said that one alim mentioned from Durban, he said the people of South Africa were dry. They didn't know what was the love of Allah Ta'ala. When Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah came to South Africa, he taught the people, he showed them that besides ibadat, there is a thing known as the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So, on one side we got the love of Allah, and the other side we got ibadat. And in between, what dua are we making? وَحُبَّ مَن يُحِبُّكُ وَاللَّهُ give us the love of those people that you love. When you have somebody that is a beloved of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, some great sheikh, that sheikh will connect you onto both sides. He'll connect you on one side, he'll show you, he's got the love of Allah. So he'll show you now what's the love of Allah Ta'ala. And on the other side, those amal that are difficult for us to do, he will connect you to those amal and he will connect you to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Which Mullah Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali very beautifully explained in Mirqat. He said that when an evil glance, what we call bad nazar, evil glance, when bad nazar falls on somebody, it has an effect. Sometimes a person, his nazar fell on you. Person is very handsome, very good looking. He's wearing beautiful clothes. And the nazar fell on a child. What happens? Child is sick now. Because the nazar fell. Now you have to take that nazar off. So the evil glance of a person, it has an effect on somebody. When the evil glance has an effect, then what to say about the nazar of Ahlullah, of the friends of Allah Ta'ala. They all the time in the love of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. One person in Delhi, he made zikr of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I can't recall what's the name now. Some great alim, and 5-6 hours he spent in the zikr of Allah. When he came out of the masjid, his nazar fell first on a dog, on the dog. So the nazar of Ahlullah, of a friend of Allah, fell on the dog. The rest of the dogs that were in Delhi, all of them started following this particular dog. Why? Because the nazar of Ahlullah fell on this dog. So see, it has an effect. So Mullah Ali Qadi Rahmatullah also says that the nazar of Ahlullah, this has a great effect. Such an effect that he says a person that is a fasiq, it makes this person into a righteous person, a salih person, a transgressor of Shariat, it makes him pious. The nazar of Ahlullah, of the friend of Allah Ta'ala, his gaze, it will make a kafir into a mu'min. A person that is wretched, it makes him into a fortunate person. That is the nazar of Ahlullah. That's why in this dua also, you connect with Ahlullah. They'll connect you to the love of Allah Ta'ala, they'll connect you to ibadat also. Which one poet says, he says, Nigaye wali mein wo ta'asir dekhi. That in the gaze of the friend of Allah Ta'ala, we saw that effect. Badalti hazaro ki takdeer dekhi. We saw the takdeer, the destiny of thousands of people changing. People that thought they'll never change their life, they'll never become good people. Just come and stay with Ahlullah and see how a person will change his life. Which is mentioned, as Rakim Sahib Rahmatullah has written in his Kashkol Marifat. He says, these pious people, what we call them? We call them Durvesh. We call them Durvesh. What is Durvesh? Dur means pearl. Dur means pearl. And Vesh actually means like, misal. In Arabic what we say misal, or in Urdu also. So it means misal. So Durvesh, like a pearl. Meaning, these pious people, come and stay with them. They are like pearls. And they will make you like pearls. You stay with them for a good period of time and see how your entire life will change. To the extent that Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi has written that even if your heart is hard like a rock, then just come and remain in the sohbat, in the company of Ahlullah, and see how they will also make you into a pearl. So therefore, in the khanqahs, we're discussing that salah. Therefore, in the khanqahs, a great effort is made on salah. Why? If salah comes right, everything in the life of a person, inshallah, there's hope. Everything in the life of a person will be corrected. So we need to correct our life. These things that we know, all these masail that we know, what we learn into madrasa, we need to bring it into our life. Mawlana Ali Mia Sahib Rahmatullahi, when he wrote Siratul Mustafa, he wrote it 7 volumes, the history of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a great work. Sirat of Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam he had written. After writing this entire kitab, approximately 7 volumes of Sirat al-Mustafa, then he sat and he asked himself, he said that I wrote about the Sirat, the whole life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How much of this and how much of the akhlaq, the good character, the teachings of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam do I have in my own life? And then he realized that I don't have so many things I don't have in my own life. That is when he said that now I have to go out. I have to look for a sheikh. And that's when he went out in search of Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullahi. Such a great alim. He wrote Siratul Mustafa. And such a great teacher, such a great ustad. And what kitabs he had written. But then he went, and when he passed away also, as I explained the other day, he said in Madina Sharif, on the day of Jumu'ah, he passed away. And when he wanted to read Surah Kahf, and 27th of Ramadan, 27th of Ramadan, the day of Jumu'ah, he went to read Surah Kahf, and he opened Surah Yasin. He came to Salamun Qawlam Mir Rabbir Rahim. That will be the greeting of the people of Jannat. Allah Ta'ala will grant. Allah Ta'ala will greet also with Salam in Jannat to the Jannatis. He came to that part, and there his ruh was taken out, and he passed away. So, what a great personality. After writing such a great kitab, he went in search of Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullahi. And then, he humbled himself at the doorstep of Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullahi. When he left the door of Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullahi, he asked Thanvi Rahmatullahi, he said, give me advice, give me nasihat. Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullahi said, I thought to myself, Allama, such a great man. What advice can I give Mawlana Ali Mia Sahib Rahmatullahi? He says that Allah Ta'ala made dua to Allah, ya Allah, you put something into my heart. Allah Ta'ala put it in the heart of Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullahi. He took his finger, he pointed it to the chest, put it on the chest of Mawlana Ali Mia Sahib. He said, bhai, apne tariq mein apne aap ko mitana hai, apne aap ko mitana hai, apne aap ko mitana hai. That brother, in this path of ours, you got to annihilate yourself, humble yourself, lower yourself. So, this is what tasawwuf is all about. Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. So, many things that we're going to come across here is nothing new. It is same. What Quran we got 1400 years ago, we got the same Quran today. Hadith that came from the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, same hadith. The same sunnat. The hajj that we perform, same thing. A person performing hajj every year. Salah, same acts in salah every day. The umrah that we perform, same umrah, same i'tikaf, everything is same. When a person, or this says, when a person he gets married, now he got a new wife. But now when he's eating the wife's food, what he's thinking of? His mother's food. So what he tells his wife, he says that, I don't want to, you must make the food like how my mother makes the egg, how she used to make egg, you must make the egg like that, I want to eat that egg. So he says, in all everything, we want things like how it was done by our mother, the past. But in deen, what we say, no, now we're tired, these things we heard over and over. We want to hear something new. No, what is old if we do it, if we bring it properly into our lives, then Allah Ta'ala will give us so much of enjoyment. If it is done according to Sharia, there's great enjoyment that we will get in it. The enjoyment of Jannah we will get in this dunya. As Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, he mentioned about Hazrat Mawlana Khalil Ahmad Sahib Sarunpuri Rahmatullah. He said, Hazrat used to eat very little. Iftar time, very little. Tehri time also, very, very little he used to eat. And he said, why they used to eat so little? There's two reasons basically why our Akabirin at the time of Iftar, at the time of Tehri, very little food they used to eat. One is that the object of this roza, this fast that we're keeping, is to kill the nafs, is to that desire that we have within us, that to decrease that desire, to kill the nafs. And the ruh of a person, that must actually get stronger. That is why, in the hadith mentioned, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the young people, that, Ya ma'ashar al-shabab, man istata'a minkum al-ba'ata falyatazawwaj, that whoever has the ability of getting married, go, get married, make nikah. فَإِنَّهُ أَغَدُّ لِلْبَصَرِ It will allow you to lower your gaze. Once you are married, your desire is fulfilled, you lower your gaze. وَأَحْسَنُ لِلْفَرْجِ And it is a means of protection of the private part. But then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if a person doesn't have the ability, doesn't have the financial means, the ability to make nikah, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَعَلَيْهِ بِالصَّوْمِ Then make roza. Why? This will now crush the nafs. It will make the nafs of a person weaker. Now it will become easy for a person when the nafs is weak and the ruh becomes strong. It becomes easy for a person now to control himself. But unfortunately when we eat how we eat at the time of tehri, when a person or at the time of iftar, talafi, mafat. That whatever we must for the whole day, we're covering up at the time of iftar. And at the time of tehri, hifzu ma taqaddam. That now we are storing up for the entire day that is ahead of us. So this was the one reason, to weaken the nafs. And the second reason was to resemble the poor people, what they go through throughout the year. We in 1 month, just for 30 days, you also experience a little bit what they go through. And sometimes they are going to sleep at night, there's no food. Many of these of the people, when they go to sleep, just one glass of water or just a cup of tea and they go on to sleep. They don't have food in their homes. Yet at the time of iftar, Allah Ta'ala still gives us so much, alhamdulillah. So to resemble the poor people. So anyway, Mawlana Khalil Ahmad Sahib Sarunpuri Rahmatullahi, he used to eat very little. At Tehri and iftar, he used to eat put together 1.5 chapati. That's the thin roti of India. 1.5 roti, Tehri and iftar. That's all he used to eat. So sometimes the khadim would come and say, Hazrat, eat more little, but you could, why are you not eating? So then he would just, to console him, say, no, I'm not really hungry. I've already eaten, so I'm not really hungry. So Mawlana Khalil Ahmad Sahib Sarunpuri used to eat so little. But read in Fazail al-Amal that how he used to spend his entire day, as Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi has written. And more difficult than that, on the nafs was Hazrat Shah Abdul Rahim Sahib Raipuri Rahmatullah Alayhi. He mentioned Hazrat Shah Abdul Rahim Sahib Raipuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, he never used to eat. Only after Taraweeh, you get finjan. Finjan is that black tea. Just black tea. He used to just drink a few cups of the black tea. So Hazrat Shah Abdul Qadir Sahib Raipuri Rahmatullah Alayhi told Hazrat Shah Abdul Rahim Sahib, he said, Hazrat, you're going to get very weak. You're going to get very weak. You're not eating at all. Only this black tea that you're having. So what he said, this is what I wanted to explain. He said, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Jannat ki lutf utha raha hu. That the enjoyment of Jannat, Allah Ta'ala has given me in this world. I'm enjoying Jannat right here. That I don't need this food, so much of enjoyment I'm getting. So what we have learned 1400 years ago, what is all in our kitabs, what we have learned from our akabirin, from our mashayikh, if we just practice upon that, the enjoyment Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give us in this world, we cannot explain. Hazrat explained to us one time, he went to Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, and he told Hazrat Hakim Sahib, he said, Hazrat, the ta'aleem that you give us, that there's so much enjoyment like Jannat, like the enjoyment of Jannat we get in the world. So Hazrat Hakim Sahib said, wait. He said, call everybody here. So everyone came. He said, sit down. He said, say what you said to me. So Hazrat said that the enjoyment that we get from this ta'aleem, he says that it is like we're getting the enjoyment of Jannat in this world. He says, that's what I want from my murid. That's what I want. That the enjoyment of Jannat, Allah Ta'ala gives it to us here in this dunya. So this is possible. Allah Ta'ala gives it to us. A person when he practices properly upon deen, then that enjoyment Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give us in this dunya. So this is what we're going to learn in this kitab. Nothing new, but things that we already have done in the past. Before we come on to the actual kitab of Anwar al-Salah, just one or two aspects in regards to Salah. In the short time, we'll try and finish it off. Is this command of Salah, Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran 62 times. It was sufficient. Allah Ta'ala could have commanded us once that perform Salah, establish Salah, perfect your Salah. One time Allah Ta'ala could have told us. But repetition of this 62 times is mentioned in the Quran Sharif.
this proves the importance of Salah. That how important Salah is, that Allah Ta'ala brought this command again and again in the Quran Sharif. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, at one stage when he was ruling, approximately in today's time, what we say, 15 countries Umar radiallahu ta'ala was ruling over. And at that time, Umar radiallahu ta'ala would send out governors to various countries. He would tell them, Inna ahamma umurikum indi as-salah. That from amongst your matters, that which is most important to me, I'm not worried about anything, is your salah. That فَمَنْ حَفِظَهَا وَحَافَظَ عَلَيْهَا حَفِظَ دِينَهُ. That person that protects his salah, he safeguards his salah, then that person has protected his deen. وَمَنْ ضَيِّعَهَا فَهُوَ لِمَا سِوَاهَا أَدْيَعُ. And that person that destroys salah, then in his governing, in his government, in his ruling of the country, he will be much more worse than this. He will destroy more things over there. If your salah is alright, if your salah is in order, then your rule over the country, that will be in order. Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, he said that I served for the khidmat of deen approximately 60 years. Hazrat Mufti Sahib was a great mufti. He was in Darulum Dioban. Then after that, he moved from Darulum Dioban, he went over to Pakistan. And he was a grand mufti of Pakistan, the Ma'riful Quran, Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. What a tafsir. Yunus Daya Sahib on one occasion, he said, I gave all my tafsir kitabs away. He said, all my tafsir. Person, he should make a lot of tahqeeq. Maulana is senior in age. So he said, all my kitabs I gave away. And he says, just certain kitabs I kept. He says, amongst the kitabs I kept, he says, is Ma'riful Quran of Mufti Shafi Sahib. He says, that is sufficient for me. So what is tafsir is written? What kitabs on fiqh, jawahirul fiqh, ahkamul Quran of Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. So many kitabs Mufti Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi is written. But he says that after serving 60 years in the various khidmat of deen and darul iftah, giving fatawa of namaz all the time, he says that when sometimes people ask me about salah, I also go to go check kitabs. That what is the fatwa? What is the masla? We forget the masla. So we have to, I say, I also have to check the kitabs. But he says, so many people, they're performing salah for years upon years. They can't be bothered. He says, they don't even ask any masla about salah. They're so content, they're happy with their namaz. We shouldn't be like that. A person should worry about improving. Am I performing my salah correctly or is it not correct? Is there anyone, any way that I can better my salah? Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, at one time, he was ruling perhaps half the world. And so much of responsibility. Imagine ruling one country. Imagine running one institute. So much of responsibility. Here, half the world they are ruling. But he says that, he mentioned that Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, from all his, in spite of all his responsibilities, he would take out time. And practically, he will show people how to perform salah. That is why in the Khanqah, practical salah is done here also. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, he would tell his students, Allah usalli bikum salata Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Should I not perform for you the salah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? They saw Sahaba, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing salah. Tabi'in saw Sahaba performing salah. Tabi tabi'in saw tabi'in performing salah. And this chain has come to us right up to this day that we learn salah from our elders and this salah is then passed on. This ability also of performing salah, coming to the masjid, we must make a lot of shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Allah gave us the tawfiq of performing salah. And at the same time, make istighfar. Make istighfar that we cannot perform a perfect salah, but we keep trying all the time. One person came to Dr. Abdul Haythab Arifi rahmatullahi. So he told Dr. Abdul Haythab Arifi rahmatullahi, he said, oh Hazrat, this salah that we perform, what is the value of our salah? Our ruku, our sajda, when we namaz, what thoughts come to our mind? You know, filthy thoughts. Our ruku is filthy, our sajda is filthy. So Dr. Abdul Haythab Arifi rahmatullahi, a great person, he stayed with Mawlana Thani rahmatullahi. So he told him, he said, oh, so your salah is filthy, your ruku is filthy, your sajda is filthy. He said, yes, Hazrat, it is like that. So he said, I'm a filthy person. We all, what is in our body? There's all filth, blood comes out, wuzu breaks. There's all matter inside the body, urine and stool inside the body. He said, I'm a filthy person. So make ruku to me, make sajda to me. He said, I can't do that. Sajda is for Allah. He said, when it's for Allah, when Allah Ta'ala gives you tawfiq, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Don't say this. Make shukr Allah is giving you the tawfiq to come here. Make shukr Allah is giving you the tawfiq to make sajda. And at the same time, make istighfar. I can't fulfill the haqq of it, Allah. We read Quran Sharif, at the end, make istighfar. Ask Allah forgiveness. I could not fulfill the haqq and the right of Quran Sharif. So make shukr Allah is giving us tawfiq, and at the same time, make istighfar. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshaAllah.